Blog Talk Radio.
All right, God bless you guys. I'm Apostle Charles Ellis here at Harvest New Life Church and Harvest New Life Studios. We got a pretty interesting show with you. This afternoon, we got the woman of God out of Detroit, Michigan. Minister Zelene Ellis is going to be coming with us with a small, short interview about some of the personal things in her life and how the Holy Spirit really guides her and leads her and pushes her in the direction to where she is now. She's certainly been an inspiration in my life. As a young man growing up back in Saginaw, Michigan, her and my brother was very such an inspiration to us and helping to guide us and lead us. You know, as the Word of God continues to give reverence, this is where we are today. This is kind of a different station. We're usually running at an international level, but we're going to actually bring it in local for this woman of God to give us some information about some of the things that's going on in her life and how the Holy Spirit really moves with her. You know, it's amazing how God really declares the Word, and he said how you train up a child in the way he needs to go. And, you know, then later on in life, he won't direct from the path, well, actually straight from the path. You know, her, my mother and her mother, you know, and my big brothers and sisters always been inspirations to us as being young men and women growing up and keeping us directed and guided. You know, now my mother and her mother's going to be in the kingdom of God. Now he's set them in course to keep us in the direction where God has declared us to be. We're going to delay the time. We're going to bring this woman of God in here. She's going to kind of, you know, just really let the Holy Spirit use it the way she sees fits. We're going to kind of bring our music back in a little bit. Woman of God, Zelene Ellis, are you there? Minister Zelene, are you with us?
God bless you, Apostle.
Amen.
It's wonderful. I'm excited to be with you today.
Amen. Amen. It's a blessing to be here with you on the radio always. You know, when I hear your voice, you know, I was kind of remembering as I was getting ready, you know, for the service. You know, I was thinking about back in the days when, you know, used to say the word about how they say bind the enemy right now. I remember how some of the scorings and some of the little, not scorings but whoopings we used to get, and it's always be Lucy. I can remember that word. And
absolutely.
As a kid, I didn't understand what that meant. But, you know, but now I've got
older
and begin to understand the ways of the Lord. You know, hey, go ahead and tell you what you can do for us. You guys get the show on the road. Let's go ahead and open us up with prayer. You know, let the presence of the Spirit be with us on this afternoon as we go forth and let us get moving and let's just push some things out there and see what the Holy Spirit has to say. You want to go ahead and lead us and open us up?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now in the name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We
yes,
bless
Lord.
You and we praise
yes.
your name. You
yes,
are an
Lord.
Awesome God and
Hallelujah.
We count it all joy to just be before you tonight. And we want to speak a special
yes.
blessing over this audience right now. And Lord, you just have your way as only you can. And we will give you the glory, huh? And we'll give you the praise in Jesus' name. There's none like you nowhere. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's always a pleasure,
Hallelujah.
Woman of God, to... You know, just to hear your voice and tell you, just to, you could sometimes you could feel the anointing
oh,
on the person.
Oh, glory to God!
And you
thank
just,
you.
Something just hits you, like Jeremiah talks
yes,
about.
Yes,
now
sir.
You, somebody said, well,
"God is a good God."
Amen.
Apostle,
amen.
God is a
amen.
Good
yes,
God.
Yes, He is. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. He surely is. Well, I tell you, for those who are going to be calling in tonight, you got friends, family members, and those who want to be a part of the show. The number to call in tonight is going to be 516-387-1330. My information on the flyers and all these things that went out to the audience is with us tonight. We thank you for being with us on the show tonight. Just want to take my hat off to the man of God, Mario Jeter, who's kind of promoting some things with his mother, you know, pushing her out there as he always should have to do as being a son and kind of getting that understanding of how God is really supposed to promote and work in all of our lives. But we're not going to delay the time. We're going to move forward. For those who have been a part of this service on tonight, this interview with this great woman of God, and we're going to talk about the Holy Spirit. How was that? I mean, how was that? Is that a good topic?
Praise God.
Amen. It was just in my heart to talk about the Holy Spirit and how it was
yes.
when you growed up. How was it when you growed up as a child and as a woman of God coming to reverence to the power of the Spirit? How was the actually interview with you? How did he emerge with you? How did you go about coming to where you are right now as being such a powerful
oh,
woman that you are right now?
Well, you know, there's a song that we used to sing. It says, I came to Jesus just as I was weary, I was worn, and I was sad. But I found
yes,
in him
Lord.
A resting place. and he has made me glad. You know, somewhere around the age of 15 in Baltimore, Maryland, I came to know the Lord as my Savior. There's a song that we sing now. It says, falling in love with Jesus is the best thing I ever did. And truly that is my testimony. Through many dangers and toils and snares and wrong choices and struggles and pressures of life itself, God brought me. When I think about it, he brought me through it all. He didn't give up on me when I almost gave up on him. He didn't let go of me. And I thank God for that. Oh, how I praise God for Jesus. Oh, how I praise God for grace and his mercy. You know, thank God for the older saints. One thing that we learned how to pray. And when you said, and when you opened up and you said, we used to say, loose here. I still say, loose here. When the devil is coming up against me, you know, I put my foot on him. I put my mouth on him, and I said, loose here. Name of Jesus.
Watch
you
out.
Will not. You will not prevail. Mm-hmm. And, you know, not only do we say, I rebuke him in Jesus' name, but I rebuke him. I resist him in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I thank the Lord. You know, I thank the Lord for my husband. Praise the Lord of 43 years. That's your brother.
All right.
You know that.
Yes.
43 years of marriage. I thank God for him.
Mm-hmm.
I thank the Lord for my 6 wonderful adult children, one of which is on the line. That's my number one son, Mario. I thank God for him. He's been pushing his mother out here in this technological field, and it's like I'm taking a baby step at a time.
Yeah.
But I thank God. I count it a privilege to be with you, Apostle Charles, and your beautiful family. I count that a privilege to be here tonight to share my story.
Amen. Amen. You know, it's such a, you know, such a, you know, and just hearing the testimonies we talk about, we just said about, you know, which my oldest brother, your husband, you know, in those years, you know, it's kind of, you know, I'm not saying it can't happen for anybody, but, you know, when you go through what you call toils, you go through these valleys, these peaks, these ups and downs, and it seems like the enemy always wants to try to pull you away. And this is one of the reasons we're talking about the Holy Spirit tonight, how he's really in design and engineered to keep us into where we need to be. The enemy is always going to be there.
And I thank the Lord. Jesus says that when he went away, that he had to leave, but he was sending us a comforter. He was sending us his spirit, his anointing, his supernatural anointing is within us. And I thank God for that, because without Holy Spirit, we would not be able to go through the trauma, the stress, the strain, the things that we're going through in this world today. I thank God for the Holy Spirit. And when you're in prayer and you don't know what to pray, Holy Spirit will pray through us, and we'll be able to say in the Spirit. We may not know exactly what we're saying, but Holy Spirit will pray those particular prayers in order that we can get strength and go on a little further.
That was one of the main words. When you talk about the presence of the Holy Spirit, you know, we talk about the process of the departure of Christ leaving here in the world and having to go on to be with his Father, sitting on the right hand side. But just like you said, just like what his Father did with him and had his Father to do through the Son for us, he said, I ain't going to never leave your confidence. I'm not going to leave your comfortless. But, you know, when you think about how he sent the disciples out, even he said, look, y'all got to stay here
And to the word, he says to be, and we don't get into the position of being endowed anymore. He says, stay here until you receive
with power from on high.
Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Sometimes you got to stay there. And then the journey he has for us, woman, God, he talks about Samaria, Judea, all those different places, a part of the world. The Holy Spirit said, hold on. When you reach these places, I'm going to give you what to say in the time you need to say it. Don't worry about the education, about all this stuff you get from here. So look, just be with me, and I'll show you.
Yes.
And this is what I think about when I talk about the Holy Spirit, and just listen to your voice. That's what you, my brother, and my sisters, and all of them raised as a family was, and in holiness. This is what I'll be getting. I thank God that I was raised holiness. I thank God.
And you know, Apostle, holiness is beautiful.
Yes, it is.
Holiness is beautiful. It's a lifestyle. Mm. A lifestyle living, because the scripture says the Lord made all things beautiful.
Yes, it
is. And so holiness is not a bunch of rules and regulations.
That's right.
A lot of legalistic stuff and
that's
so on.
Right.
Holiness is who God is.
That's right.
And
He
is beautiful. He is altogether lovely. You know,
Amen. My
favorite scripture is Psalm 34 and 1. And when I was going to 1 through 3, I was going to open up with that. It said, I will bless the Lord at all times.
Hallelujah.
And his praises shall continuously be in my mouth. My soul, I'm talking about me. I can't talk about nobody else. My soul shall make her boast. I'm going to brag on Jesus in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad.
Magnify
the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I tell you, God, we serve an awesome God.
Yes.
We serve a God who will never fail.
Amen.
We serve a beautiful God. And he is, I call him, there's no other one that's in it can compare with him.
There ain't no other God.
There is no other God. There's every other, and I call them little G. They have to bow, they have to bow in. Glory to God. I'm trying to, I'm trying to keep it down.
But no, you can't do that. That's that jail line. You can't talk about the Holy Ghost and stand still. If you do something wrong with you.
I'm feeling that anointing.
Yeah, the boy who's sitting
down. I'm feeling that anointing. Amen. Yeah. Amen. I thank God. God has been so good to us. And, you know, he's been good to this family. And I thank God for Mama, because she was the matriarch of this clan, of this family. And I thank God for her. And we though she's in heaven, we still have her memories.
Yes.
We still have her words.
Yes.
We still have her love. I'm telling you, God is a good God.
You know, when I was listening to you, go ahead. Come on. No, you rolled it.
Glory to God.
That's the Holy Ghost.
I'm excited. I'm excited about Jesus.
It's an exciting time.
It is. And no matter how dark it gets out there, because there's so much confusion and hurt and disappointment. But the darker it gets out there, the brighter our light can shine.
My God.
The Lord
My
said,
God.
Let your light so shine before men that they will see your good works and glorify him who is art in heaven. I thank God for that.
You don't take a lamp and put it on a bush.
You know, Apostle, I got to praise him.
Yes.
I'm obligated because he's been so good to me.
Yes.
I'm obligated. I make no apology when I get to praising the Lord, because he's been good to me. And if ever we need to magnify and glorify Jesus and
right
lift
now.
His name higher than anything that we're going through in our life. That's my goal, is to magnify, make his name great.
My
make
Lord.
His name beautiful because he's wonderful.
Mm. When you were saying magnify, I remember my mother was telling me, she said, Charles, Lord's going to, he's going to expand your territory, you can take such small words, not being around my mother a whole lot, I mean, just as a child, but as a coming adult, leaving home early, going to play college ball and all that stuff, I can remember the words, not being there in a household with her, but there were certain things she said. And I was even more greater because I had to hold on to that, because I wasn't getting it every day like most of them were. But I had to hold on to things when I was out here going through that, what you call that Psalms 23, that valley.
Yes.
But when you say magnify, the word of God say enlarge, boast, enhance.
Yes.
He's talking about the maximize and increase and extend the power, the magnification of the glory. Meaning that you ought to glorify God in everything and all that you do, that he may get praise. Because if it wasn't for him, where would any of us be?
Where
would
we be?
Right. You can't do nothing without him. The first thing we all should know is when we come to Christ, the first thing we should also admit as people coming to Christ is that we are sinners. Because we can't come to Christ with the information to think that we can do it. Paul said, not that any man that they may boast. You got to admit that you are a sinner. No matter how personally good you are, you got to admit that you're there, because he's got to come in and he's got to glorify and magnify and make you the way he wants you to be.
Amen. Amen to that. As I look back, and, we sing a song about I found the Lord, but really the Lord found us. He chose us. And I thank God that he chose me and called me, and I heard his voice. And it's such a pleasure when you give your heart to Jesus. It's so easy to give your heart. Just say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I realize that I am a sinner. I have messed up, like I said, making bad choices, making going wrong decisions, and so on and so forth. I didn't have one of those happy childhoods. I didn't have one of those happy childhoods, and I'm telling you, God really took care of me.
Yes.
Because there were many, many things that could have gone way off for me. But God.
Ain't it, woman of God, ain't it something? Go ahead. I want you to go ahead and listen to what you're saying. I want to hear what you're saying.
I was thinking about when I was growing up.
Uh-huh.
And I was in, because I, before I got my degree, I was a high school dropout.
Uh-huh.
I married very, very young.
Uh-huh.
And I remember in my first marriage, I married very, very young. Mm-hmm. I mean, what do you know at 17 years old? And I dropped out of school.
Yeah.
And when I was in school, the counselor told me, and this is a miracle by itself, the counselor told me, oh, you're not college material. You don't have to worry about going to college because you're not college material. And so I dropped out. But guess what? The Lord helped
me
after I got married, remarried, and thank God for your brother, like I said, 43 years. Of marriage. I went back. I got pregnant, and we were having our children. But the Lord blessed me to get an academic scholarship. I was able to get my associate's degree. I was able to get my bachelor's degree in social work. And that was a miracle by itself. because
I want to go hang it in that counselor's face.
See what I'm saying? We got to be careful what we speak
say.
Over
that's
our
right.
children
life
and what we say over people.
Right.
Because they
that's
told
right.
me, you're not college material.
Yeah.
But I thank God. Bless God.
Yeah. It's
so
amazing
that was
how
a
people
miracle
look at you
by
like
itself.
That.
The Lord helped me to finish, and I was able to work in a nonprofit organization for about 19 years, working with mothers and families who had newborn babies with sickle cell disease. And I was able to counsel them and pray with them and encourage them. And then after retiring, I went on and pursued the biblical studies, still doing that, still doing that.
Yeah.
One thing about God's word, we can't exhaust him.
Amen.
We're constantly learning. We're constantly going deeper depths and higher heights in Christ. So I thank God for that. And there's so many wonderful things. As I look back over my life, I thank the Lord that I'm in a beautiful ministry with the International Gospel Deliverance Center, Church under the anointed leadership of Chief Apostle Prince A. Miles, approximately 17 years. And I also served with his father, the late Apostle Charles O. Miles, back in the 1970s. And I thank God for this rich teaching and spiritual teaching and covering.
Yes.
I thank the Lord for our beautiful elect lady, Monica Aramiles, our pastor. She is a precious jewel, outstanding example for the women of God. And, you know, it's good to have a covering. And it's good to be able to say, I belong to this situation. Amen. I'm just not out there wandering around loose.
Yeah.
And I thank God for that.
Yes. Yes, you know, I was as we were talking, you know, I have also had opportunity to see some of that power that you possess, because I can remember, you know, Bishop Lewis. Boy, I tell you, y'all had some time over there on Washington Street, man.
I remember
the Holy Spirit would fall up in that place, and I mean, Lord,
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. And I would see that and witness that for myself. Now, when I was young, I said, God, man, is this real? Yeah, I'm as young, I'm young. Is this real? What's wrong with these people? I didn't understand what the power was back then, you know?
Yes. Thank God for that. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. And I thank God for Bishop Lewis. I mean, you know, it's wonderful when you have ministers, leaders, men of God, fathers of the faith, to speak into your life and to tell you, don't give up. You can make it. And I thank God for that.
That's right.
I thank God for that. I thank God for the teachings and the prayers and, you know, even the tests that I went through about 4 years ago, still dealing with that. I had this pronouncement over me that the doctor says, you got the big C. And I said to the doctor, I said, Doctor, I don't mean no disrespect to what you see on a piece of paper. I said, but the big C in my life is Christ. And on
Christ, the solid rock I stand.
And all other grounds, all other names, all those other names, they got to bow. They got to bow their knees.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
All other ground is sinking sand. And yes, I went through, I thank God for your brother. He hung with me. I tell you, going through the chemo and going through the radiation and going through all of that and all the sickness that come with it and all of that. But God,
my God.
That's why I'm rejoicing. That's why I'm praising him. because God took me through it. And I'm so excited now. I tell you, when I go to church, you can't keep me still.
Amen. 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 Amen.
I refuse to be quiet.
I can't be quiet.
He's been too good to me.
Yeah, when you start looking back over your life, you know, and you see where he brought you from, you know, and
Amen.
Those reports that you say, like Isaiah said, okay, well, who has believed those reports? And then you got to understand, okay, that's coming from a man. But who has the honor of that particular report been revealed? That didn't come from me.
Yeah.
If God didn't say it, then it's nothing that I can't do, you know, and that's how we all, as men and women, got to understand how we need to walk, as you say, in the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And walk with what's been designed in us in our ambassadorship. And that's pure supremacy
Amen.
Power that's been given to us.
Yes. Amen. Amen to that. Go ahead with your question.
When you were in high school, I mean, you talk about your mother. You talk about coming on as a young lady in high school. You know, did you feel that the enemy had it out for you? Was it a target? Did you feel that now that you look back, he had it in for me because God has something more important for me? I mean,
That's
do you
right.
see that in the lives of some of the kids now with all of the things you see that's out here in the world and it's pulling at them and how the enemy really pulls that anointing. He pulls that gift from them and tries to get them to rebel and turn back. I mean, how do you deal with that when you talk? How did you, like we all have, that little, you know, they see the picture on the television. Sometimes you see a devil on one side, you see the angel on one side, but
mm-hmm,
the surroundings,
mm-hmm.
as the word of God talks
mm-hmm.
about, it. Paul talks about your surroundings, that's what makes you really fall short of what God really has planned for you. You know, guilty by association. You know, how did that affect you when you were growing up? I mean, there was something that the Lord always was talking to you. Did you always feel that on your shoulder, but yet going through trials and these different difficulties? Did you always hear the Holy Spirit saying, this is not right, that is not right? I mean, how was that with you when you was coming up in high school?
When the Lord saved me at that young age, and back in that day, back in the day, back in that day, we were able to bring our Bibles. I remember many times I would bring my Bibles to school with me. And I had talked to a lot of young people, my friends, and talked about the Lord and how good God is and all of that and how good he was to me. And many of them did come to Jesus. The thing is, because my childhood was not a happy one, it pushed me into areas of thinking that I could go ahead and walk into adult shoes,
mm-hmm.
and you know how you think you know more than everybody else. You're still young, but you think you're doing the right thing and don't nobody else know. And I had to have my mother, my dad sign for me to even get married way back there. And the same with the husband, he had to get his parent to sign. I thank God that the Lord delivered me, because that was a hard time. After getting into that marriage situation, I didn't have really a childhood.
Amen.
So
Amen.
After leaving school and dropping out of school, I was pushed right into adult issues, adult problems, I got pregnant right away. Thank God for my oldest son on the line right now. And he was my firstborn, and I thank God for him. And then I had two other children after that. And then after that, first husband walked out. He was doing his own thing. And so my life went really crazy. I was at one particular point, I was at a point of a mental breakdown. And
he always trying to set you up. He's always trying to set you up. He tries to destroy everything.
Saying.
It just sets people
up
every day.
It was rough. It was a rough time. But you know, I cried many tears and prayed many prayers.
Yes.
But in the midst of all of that, and at one particular time, I was so beat up mentally that I didn't even think I could take care of my own little children. And I will never forget this. This same son that's on the line tonight, the Lord used him in a dream, in my dream. And he came to me because when that happened to me, I thought, nobody loves me. I'm useless. I'm nothing. And the Lord used him in a dream and came to me. And he said, Mommy, he says, I love you, and we need you too. God has so many ways.
Yes, he does.
Oh, Lord, my children need me. My children love me.
Yes.
And this is how God held on to me without me just breaking and losing it, because I was one thin thread. One thin thread for breakdown. But God, and I, you know, and I, as I look back over my life, Holy Spirit was there all the time.
All the time, amen.
Taking me through these hard places. Didn't know whether am I supposed to stand up or am I supposed to sit down. What am I supposed to do? But God, all of that.
Yes,
and then
yes.
So many other issues, so many things.
Yes.
That's why I will say to Radio Land,
amen. Amen.
Don't give up. Don't give in.
Amen.
Don't allow people to speak bad things, negative things over you. You can make it when you've got Jesus in your life.
Amen. Let's switch gears. Let's switch some gears here. Let's switch some gears here in terms of how we look at modern day ministry, modern day church. You know, modern day, I love you. Modern day, I care for you. That's first off one of the biggest things is that how we look at salvation today in terms of the verbal accent of how we look at ministry. You know, we say how I'm saved or I'm sanctified, or if the open up opportunity comes for salvation, you know, at the what we call the altar. You know, how do you see different from then? You know, when you see the young people come, is it the sincerity of it? I mean, what do we have now to the point that you see ministry different?
It's a whole lot different, and one of the things that is so important now, the Lord has spoke to my spirit about a month or so ago, maybe it's been about a couple of months, and he was saying, everybody's talking about what matters. This matters, that matters, this thing matters, and that situation matters. He said, God said, my word matters. My word matters. He said, I'm watching over the people, and I'm seeing that we do not really treasure the word of God like we should. You know, we got these fancy telephones and these cell phones, and people, you know, they don't really want to carry their Bible no more.
Yeah.
So they got these phones, but it's something different about carrying your word.
It really is.
Opening them pages and coloring, shading in those pages.
Hearing them crumble on the page.
It's so different now.
Amen. Amen.
Everything is so different. The whole situation with serving Jesus, it's just different now.
Let me ask you.
I'm old school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and well, that's the best way. They go back to the rock. I mean, that's the way.
Thank you.
Going back to the rock.
Thank you.
You know, that's the place. You know, I think that was Christ's word to Peter, right? Up on this rock, you know.
Yes.
I should build. You know, and when the enemy comes in, you know, when you got solid teaching, then came up. I think Ephesians talks about the thing. If it ain't mistaken, I think Ephesians 1:21 talks about, you know, far above all the prince, the power, the dominions, and that goes back to what the Word of God has said to Peter: upon this rock I will build my church in the gates of hell. Well, he's not talking about the physical building. God has got something in you that's more greater house that you may go out and do the work to be that light to those who are in need. And when we look at the church now. And not just condemning or saying anything about, you know, particular people who go to church. I'll think about the process of how the Fordism is, how you think the word has been received differently now. With a lot of the things, I'm gonna switch gears just a little bit here. With a lot of the things we see in terms of our leadership accusations, how do you think they receive now? I mean, we had it back in the older days, we had them now, but more so. How is it you feel that because of what we see that's going on, per se, in the body of Christ, how do the people perceive ministers? How do they perceive the fivefold? How do they perceive I'm saved? How do they look at that now? What difference do you see?
Well, you know, again, from where I'm sitting and seeing the church is struggling. I mean, okay, it's okay. It's things is about entertainment now. It's about flashing lights and colors and you know, all of this that glamour. I mean, that's in its place. But what happened to the real raw power? Anointing of God. I mean, everything's on a time thing. You got 1 hour to come in, pray, sing, do this, do that, and then get out so the next group can come in, pray, sing. I mean, I remember times when we would have all night prayer. I mean,
all week, all day.
You wouldn't want to leave the altar.
Yeah.
The altar now is a minute or two, and then go somewhere and sit down. It's just different. Jesus is so soon to come, and if ever we need to really tap into that anointing, if ever we need to really reach out and get a hold to Jesus and love on him. You know, we always want him to give me, but we need to be able to love on him and tell him how much we appreciate him and how good God is to us and all of these things. So I just see us struggling and it takes us right back to 2 Chronicles 7:14, when God says, if my people who are called by my name would just humble themselves, turn, pray, turn from our wicked ways. And he said, if we would do that, then he would hear from heaven.
Amen.
And he would heal our land, our country, our nation, our people. We're in trouble. The times we're living in now, we're in trouble.
I want to say for most of you are on the line listening here at actually Harvest, what's the power of the Harvest radio station here at Harvest New Life Studios here in the city of Dallas. We kind of just had a small power glitch because we're running some international shows also that's coming out of what's called the Ukraine. And so sometimes they collide in the process of interception. I saw the lines just kind of flashed a little bit, but no need to worry. We're still moving forward and talk with this great woman of God out here in Detroit, Michigan. You know, Minister Zelene Ellis, and it's just a great offer and an opportunity to be with her on the line just to hear some of the things that she's saying that's so prevalent to what we need in the body of Christ today as being men and women of God to move forward and just hear what the word of God has to say. And she said one thing, you know, we got to be able to go to the old. She said, I'm old school, and we got to go back to the rock. You know, we got to go up to that place where we haven't started before. And I think, which, you know, and from my understanding, and I don't want to maybe, I don't put words in her mouth, that we're actually watering. It's like it's been watered down almost every month.
It's been watered down. You are absolutely right. It's been watered down. I thank God for
just a cliche,
grace.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I thank God for the teaching of grace and mercy. I thank God for that. But in all of that, we can't water it down and make it so easy, greasy. You can go and do whatever you want to do.
Yes.
You can sloppy goppy and do what you want to do. You under grace. No. We serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Mm. There is, when you come before the King, a natural King, you don't come before that King any old kind of way, chewing gum and all half dressed. There's a certain protocol. There's a certain way that we have to come before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Amen. Romans talks about that. Man,
we've
your body
gotten loose. Amen. We just gotten loose, loosey goosey.
I tell you, we're here at Harvest New Life Church and Harvest New Life Studios. I'm talking with the woman of God, Zelene Ellis. I'm Apostle Charles Ellis here in the city of Dallas. And I'm going to kind of open up the lines. We've got a few minutes here. We're not going to take a whole lot of questions. We want to kind of keep it strict and keep it to the point and not really drag things out. But we want to open up the lines for those who want to kind of hit that little number one on the we can't get all of you guys because the lines are flooded because we got international lines as well as, you know, domestic here. And we want to get a few answers in just to be able to, you know, ask her questions that you may want to ask. And not really trying to put anything on the spot, but, you know, she's going to be opening up with us once again come Tuesday on another show I have. It's called a Spreaker Show. You get to hear a little bit more international. Right now, she's just in some foreign countries and here in some states in the U.S., and it's pretty much all over the world as well. But for those who want to actually have a question for the woman of God or something they have to say, you know, want to keep it brief, the number to call in is 516-387-1330. And all you have to do is hit that little number one button on your phone. That'll put you in the studio. And we're going to see if we can catch some hands out there before we actually get off the line because we're running close to our time. We're going to kind of run it over a little bit, but we're going to actually move forward and hear what the word of God is speaking to this woman of God. So that's the opportunity for those who want to actually just kind of touch the line and say, hey, look, well, I want to have something to say to the woman of God, you know, this, that, or the other, whatever it may be that God's putting on your heart on this afternoon. You know, don't be ashamed to call in. You will, you know, you get an opportunity if you want. But we all flooded. You know, we got, you know, you got some, really, believe me, I'm serious. We got quite a few people loaded on the lines tonight. So if we don't get to your call, don't worry about it. Just all you have to do is, I say, push that little button. And that'll get you into the service. But also, I want to go back to what you were saying about how, you know, this loosey-goosey, this you know, we got this thing now. It's these new names that we're interviewing, it's been introduced into the body. Because something's been introduced every time I hear about ministry or church. You know, I heard one of the young people in my church, my wife, it's called church flow. I said, well, where did that come from? I mean, what happened? Let's go to serve in the house of God. He said, I was glad when I went in the house of the Lord. I mean, where did that come from? Church flow. It's something been introduced is always coming in that we hear now. Like you said, you know, easy, greasy, loosey, goosey. You know, they want it real smooth. They don't want it hard to the point not to hurt them, but to make them and mold them. So, I mean, how go ahead and give us some more about that, you know, how it's getting a bit loose today. We're not tight as we used to be.
One of the things that we really need to be aware of is deception. There's a lot of deception in the land. And, you know, the Lord said, except he shortened, everybody's saying the same thing. Ooh, the time is just moving so fast.
Yeah.
Except
it
the
is.
Lord shortened the day. He said even the elect won't be saved. We've got to open up our eyes and really pay attention. Because there is a lot of deception in the land.
Amen. I think one of the scriptures talk about that. The word of God say, you know, I think what he said, they have blinded the eyes of the believers and shut their hearts. You know, they don't see no more. They don't hear anymore. You know, the word to come forth is not penetrating anymore. When people used to say God, people used to fear. They used to really like, oh, God. But now it's just like, yeah. I mean, I can mingle in things that I say with the word of God. And I think the Spirit of the Lord really speaks it through his power. Said that the bitter and sweet can't come out of the same fountain. And yet I see it being used that every day and all day. You know, and it really gets quiet, kept in secret. It's even behind the pulpits now, you know, in the congregations. I mean, people are not scared to, you know, just use that thing any kind of way, but have an excuse to why they can use it. But then coming to what you saw, repentance and love and grace and mercy, that they may walk and see what Christ had for them. You know, he came that we have the life. All we got to do is line up and hear what he has to say and keep moving.
That's right. That's right. Amen.
So we still have a few minutes for this woman of God. We're on the line here with Zelaine Nellis, Minister Zelaine Nellis, out of Saginaw. Well, you always say Saginaw, Michigan. That's what we knew, but she's out of Detroit, Michigan. Don't want to give too much of a location there, but she's out of Detroit, Michigan. She's on that powerful apostle. Give that name once again. That's give it for them to know. Look him up. He's got some good stuff on YouTube also.
That's Chief Apostle Prince 8 Miles. And that's the International Gospel Deliverance Center Church. We're located 23800 Southfield Road in Southfield, Michigan. So we're not very far from Detroit.
Amen, amen, amen. I tell you, one thing I can always say, you know, you can look at a track record. And I tell you, this woman has an astounding track record because all I remember all the years, also, you know, I could always know how to read the word, go to church, pray, and, you know, just like my mother, you know, you came out of that hardcore, you know, Christianity upbringing. It was hard for you to get away from up under it. You know, when they said something they meant it. You know, I can remember, you know, just going out to football games or going to the tracks. My mother taught me about anointing myself earlier in life, you know, and take this anointing oil, boy, anoint your head, you know, pray when you go to sleep, pray when you get up, pray before you eat your food, you know, pray.
Yeah.
Always pray. Be careful for nothing. You know, those things you have said, and it sticks there, you know.
That's right. Amen.
Give us a little bit more before we get off of here. I want you to get the last, you know, what you have to say in terms of, you know, what you have to say to what you have to say to people. Like, let's get back to where we say the Holy Spirit. Let's leave off on that. That's something that's really needed in everywhere today. As people come involved with the Holy Spirit, what would you say as you leave off the line? And we're going to have you back again on this coming Tuesday. I want you guys to know she's going to be back Tuesday on our Spreaker broadcast, and she's going to be coming. Now, we got to get our time differentials different because this is an international ministry. Sometimes when I say Eastern Standard, it's just not required one part of the state. We got California, New York. We got Belgium, Italy, France, Congo, Africa, Accra, you know, as your son told me, Accra. And so these times are coming in, and so they're all over. This is, we got people international on the line today. But what would you say? What was one of the words what you say would save somebody today if they were listening?
The word of the Lord in Ephesians 6 and 10. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the strategies or the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in this evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girded with truth.
Yes, Lord.
And I don't know if I have too much more, but
no,
skipping down to the 18th verse, it says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Pray us out, woman of God. Pray us out.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray a special anointing over everyone who is listening. Those needs and those concerns. There's so many that have concerns and needs. And Lord, we just speak a special anointing over them right now that their questions will be answered. We rebuke the spirit of condemnation in the name of Jesus. We rebuke the spirit of fear in the name of Jesus. We rebuke the spirit of loneliness in the name of Jesus. And we speak health and healing, peace, love, and joy over this audience right now.
In the name
of Jesus' name. And God, we give you praise. And we give it on purpose. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, woman God. I love you. As always.
God bless you.
I thank you for teaching me what you taught me the years I was young. But I want to say once more, for those who are going to be coming to us on Tuesday afternoon, it's going to be at a little earlier than this particular show. This show took place tonight here in the state of Texas at actually 7 o'clock, but they're 8 o'clock. But we're going to step it up a little hour early on Tuesday, and we're going to come back, but we're going to take it on a different show. It's called our Spreaker Show. I want to pull my music back in a little bit, make sure you guys are hearing what I'm saying. And to get into that particular area or that website, you want to actually go to your app store, and you want to load in Spreaker.com. That sounds like speaker, but it's Spreak. It's SPREAKER.com. Now, for those of you who actually want to go into my website, which is HarvestNewLifeChurch.com, all the information is there, how to get into all the shows that we have here at Harvest Light Church, and all the things we have on actually social networks. You can get into all that here at Harvest Light Church. It's international ministry. All that we have here is available for you and all that you have. We just want to thank God for this woman, God, being with us on tonight. And it's a blessing to my heart, and I hope it was from you. Even though we didn't get answers, it was kind of good that we didn't get in because, you know, she said something really solid that we really need to marinate on, you know, to take it to heart and hear what the God is saying in this season with you. Once again, we thank you guys for joining us. To the woman of God out of Detroit, Michigan, and my oldest brother, Willie Ellis. Hey, man, God bless you as well. You know, you guys take care, and we're going to see you on Tuesday. God bless.
God bless you. God bless you.
That's that scarlet pushing it like that through the Mackies.
Yeah, okay.
Pushing like that. I was like, man, a whole new council set up. I just wanted to know how I could have bought you again.
I just got back. I mean, I got back not too long ago.
Hmm.
I wanted to get the pizza, then they didn't have a recommended.
Oh, you went out already. I thought you saw the thing. I thought you were pulling to come here. I thought you had it coming here.
I was gonna come in here, but I'm like, oh, I can't hear anything.
So, yeah, you could, y'all could have turned it because it's right by the mic. You could hear.
It was playing on your phone, so I just took your phone.
Let me hear the phone right quick, says it's playing out. He says, I heard them talking in the background. I was like, who's that talking like that? You know, Marcy, you gotta hear me. What are you doing? That's talking like that. Let me see. Let me hear it playing out on the phone.
Okay. Okay. Hi, yes, Mother, I'm doing great.
It's a powerful service. She's a powerful woman of God, I tell you, man. She's a powerful woman.